This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome to Accelerate Your Business Growth,
where we're exploring all sorts of business topics. Experts from around the world join me, your host, Diane Helbig, for a conversation where they share their expertise with all of you. Take what you need when you need it. Featured on Inc.com, Forbes, and MSNBC's Your Business, this podcast is recognized as one of the best podcasts for small business, sales, leadership, social media, and more. When it comes to business, Accelerate Your Business Growth has got it covered. And now on with the show. My guest today is Jason Sircone. Jason is the founder and CEO of BombTrack Media and focuses on helping busy professionals leverage podcasting in a strategic, dynamic way. By emphasizing a seasonal format and maximizing content repurposing, creators save time, stay engaged with their creation efforts, and produce content that impacts listeners on multiple levels. So Jason, explain to me and the listeners, why should we be considering a seasonal podcast production schedule as opposed to weekly?
That is a fantastic question, Diane. It's one I've been asked a lot and one that I've been answering a lot lately. I feel like time needs to be the biggest factor that we look at when it comes to podcasting. So if you have the time in your schedule to do a weekly podcast, to do more than one episode a week, I know that happens. I know that many podcasters work on that schedule and they're doing a lot to batch content to make sure they're ahead of schedule. There are absolutely ways to make it work. We have people out there doing daily podcasts. Again, lots of ways to make that work. But if you look at the numbers that surround podcasting right now, they're really scary. They're not good. Many people, well, and I mean, when I say people, is people, companies, brands, you name it. There's over 5 million listed podcasts on Apple Podcasts right now, but less than a million have produced content actively in the last 90 days. The statistic that I put on my website, because it's the one that really jumped out at me, is that 44% of listed podcasts as of June of 2023 was when this stat was compiled, don't have any more than three episodes on their podcast. It's crazy. And in my own research, and Diane, I'm sure you've experienced this too. When you look at podcasts, there are many shows that are listed, but there's only one episode. There's only maybe just a trailer. And I feel that we need to start looking at this a little bit differently, especially if you're a business owner that wants to leverage podcasting, but you also know that you can't be there every single week trying to make this work because you've got other responsibilities that are going to make your business hum. Podcasting can do tremendous things to give you content, to build your presence and establish your authority and showcase your expertise to your target audience. But if you can't be there actively to make that happen every single week, it's time to find a new approach. And that's why I feel season-based podcasting makes much more sense for that busy professional that wants to utilize this platform, but also knows they can't show up every week and be engaged with their audience and give them the content they deserve because they have to run their business. They have to do the things that make their business tick. So I find this way is much better in regards to saving time, reducing stress, and eradicating that pod fade and just keeping people on the right end of those scary statistics that I mentioned a moment ago.
Yeah, boy, that is just amazing. So I feel like there's so much to podcasting successfully. And I'm curious, is there like one aspect of podcast production that we need to be putting more emphasis on?
When it comes to production, I think the biggest thing that podcasters leave on the table. And believe me, I've been guilty of this too. It's not maximizing that content. I think you have to really think hard about what you're creating and then discover how you can utilize it across your entire digital footprint. And what I love about podcasting is it's versatile. The content that you create, if you're doing it in an environment where you're also recording video, you also have the opportunity to, of course, have that audio component, which is going to impact your audience in that passive nature. So they can listen in the car or when they're on a walk doing a number of activities. But that video aspect can also satiate that viewer that wants to learn about you and learn about the solution that you're providing or the entertainment that you're providing through your podcast through a video format. So you can put that on YouTube and they can consume that and enjoy. But now you also have the ability to take that long form video and chop it into shorter clips. So now you're hitting your people that like to watch reels or TikToks until that gets banned or YouTube shorts. So now not only are you having the long form video in play, but now you have the short form video. You can also take your podcast and transcribe it and get the full verbiage of everything that was talked about and then edit that into blog content, into website content, into newsletters, into social media posts, into webinars. That one podcast recording can give you so much to work with. But if you leave it sitting in a folder collecting dust and only pulling it out when you maybe pull a clip or two to promote that week's episode, you're missing out on golden opportunities. And this is why, again, when you think of the busy professional, the business owner, the sales leader that's trying to do a number of different things in their day, this is another way to work smarter, not harder, because when they record a season of podcast content, they could hand that to somebody that can chop that up and give them so much relevant content that's going to position them as the expert, as the thought leader that people need to see them as, so they build trust and ultimately want to do business with that person. So if you're not repurposing your content to that degree, you have to start thinking about ways you can, because you're leaving a lot of opportunity on the table if you don't.
Okay. I so agree with this. I'm curious about if there are any like AI programs or automations that you have found save time, you know, would make it easier. So if someone's like a solopreneur and they're starting a podcast and they don't necessarily want to farm out the repurposing or the production aspect, are there ways that they can do that?
Oh, for sure.
Time sensitive way.
Oh yeah. AI has given us so many different tools to work with. A couple that I've utilized myself. And I mean, again, like it really comes down to what you're looking for, what type of content you're typing or trying to create. But there's a program out there called Minvo that I've experimented with. I haven't dove too deep into that yet, but it's great for making clips. Another program that has gotten some notoriety, and I actually haven't had a chance to really play with it, but it's something that I know people have talked about, is called Opus Clip. And that's another program to where you just plug in your video format or your audio format, and it's going to pull clips that are utilized for social media. And it's going to supposedly, AI technology being what it is, we're still figuring things out, right? But a lot of them will say like, this will pull viral clips. And I don't know if you can predict that, because virility is a tricky thing.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, if you want to save yourself time, programs like that will allow you to make those clips without having to do it manually. On top of that, another program that I've looked at before is called Cast Magic. And Cast Magic will do the same thing in regards to allowing you to upload the full video or the full audio. But then what it gives back to you is social media posts, blog posts, all of the things that you need to promote your episodes. It spits it back at you. So my word of advice is absolutely lean into the AI technology that's available to you, because this is the way we're going in the world. We don't want to resist it. We want to use it where we can. But don't use it as the primary thing that you post. When I look at AI, even ChatGPT, I use it to spark ideas. If I'm struggling with something I want to write, or maybe a post, whatever the case may be, I like to lean into that to find out what kind of ideas they can give me. And then I take that and apply it with my own creativity. So I think that has to be something that you keep in mind. If you're going to use AI, it can absolutely save you time, but you have to use it responsibly. You have to use it the right way. And when you do that, you can absolutely put more time back into your schedule and do other things you love or dedicate more time to growing and scaling your business.
Yeah, I think that is absolutely true. And I'm so glad you brought that up, that it really is like a starter, but it is not necessarily you got to read whatever it is and then put your own spin on it.
Yeah, it can give you some really goofy stuff if you're not paying attention.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Okay. So if someone's listening and they are not, they do not have a podcast and they're thinking, you know, it's something that I've thought about, but it sort of scares me, which I imagine there's all sorts of reasons why this would be something that would create fear. How do you suggest they overcome that fear?
Just get over it. I'm just kidding. No, and in all seriousness, I get it. I when I talk to people, this is typically, that's one of two things. There's the confidence issue and just not being comfortable on a microphone or comfortable in front of a camera. And a lot of times that's just because of inexperience. We haven't done a lot of that yet. So once you get into it, you start to feel it a little bit more. You start to find your voice and you start to discover that you do have that skill set inside. It just takes time to develop it. The other thing that I often hear is that I hate the sound of my own voice.
Yeah.
And that's typically something that will hold so many people back from starting a podcast. But it's fine as we sit and record, Diane, I just had a meeting with someone yesterday and she said that to me and I could see she was going that direction. I almost predicted it before she said it, but I told her you're not, that's not what people are thinking about when they hear you. You're not out there trying to impress people with the sound of your voice. You're trying to get people into your circle and get them invested in the words that you're saying. That's why they want to do business with you. So they're not thinking on that level of hating your voice. There are very few distinct voices in the world that people might hear and hate because that's not the focus. And the funniest thing was her husband was sitting at the table with me or with us. And he said, see, I love the sound of your voice. That was one of the things that captivated me about you when we met. So there you go. There's the differences from the outsider's perspective. We're not thinking about that. From the insider's perspective, it could be something that completely derails you and does not allow you to get started. So you have to get beyond that thinking. And when it comes to podcasting, what I've been looking at more and more lately is just rethinking the whole process. Typically, people are told that podcasting is all about getting these massive numbers, right? We got to get downloads, downloads, downloads. Get as many people on board as you possibly can. And then you can get sponsorship. You can do advertising. You get all these opportunities that open up. And believe me, that is how it works. There's nothing against that. But I think what we lose in that equation is the time that it takes to develop that audience. You have to get comfortable on the microphone to produce content that people want to continue to come back to week after week after week or season after season after season. You're establishing trust with your audience to a point where they're going to go out and tell others they need to listen to you as well. As they recommend you, whether it be through social media, through word of mouth, through just telling a friend on the golf course or at the bar, wherever, you're now building your audience because you're creating content that people want to engage with. That takes time. So in that time, while you're building that audience and you're establishing trust and you're getting better at what you do, you are creating this suite of content that you can utilize across your digital platform. That's what you have to start thinking about first. It's not about the massive download numbers. You'll get there as long as you stay consistent and keep creating valuable, engaging content. But in the meantime, you're creating content that's going to satiate the needs of your social media audience. It's going to give opportunities for people to learn about you, even if they don't listen to your podcast. That's how you're going to grow. And speaking specifically to the brands that are utilizing podcasts, another thing that might hold people up is monetization. I want to monetize this yesterday. I want money coming from this immediately. Okay, I say this to all the brands of the world. If you want to monetize your podcast, give your audience good content that gives them a true inside look at what you're doing and then sell them what you're doing. That's the monetization. The podcast becomes the vehicle that gets them from point A to point B, but you don't have to get wrapped up in trying to sell a bunch of ads on your show. You're actually selling your product because you've got ideal listeners that are listening to what you have to say. They are engaging with you. They are building trust in you. And now they are investing in what you have to offer. If you keep those thoughts front of mind, it will get you over that fear because you're going to start podcasting for the right reasons.
Okay. I love it. Hang on. Will you, my dog's going a little nuts. Will you talk about the networking opportunity that is available through podcasting? Because I think this is one of the keys to, you know, one of the values of doing it.
Absolutely. I love the built-in networking feature of podcasting. And to give a little context to this, I've always looked at podcasting in this respect because it gives you people to reach out to. Diane, you and I are a perfect example. We've podcasted together before. When I launched BombTrack Media, I reached out to everybody that I've collaborated with in the past to let them know what I was doing and to see if they'd be interested in having me back again as a guest. That's more of a warm conversation than a lot of the cold outreach that we experience on a daily basis, because we get a lot of cold pitches to be on our podcast. I'm sure you've experienced this. I know I have. Some are good.
Yeah.
Most aren't, but that's a story for another day. But networking in general, because we've had that past relationship, it makes it easier to just reach out and say, hey, this is what I'm up to. If you think a conversation is worthwhile, let's make it happen. And here we are. I've adopted networking back into my life 100% full bore, all in, because I set a goal when I launched BombTrack Media to start getting to a live networking event a week. And I believe that many of us, myself included, when COVID hit, we got away from those in-person meetings because we were told by the world we couldn't be out talking to people.
Sure.
So now we're in this virtual environment, and I just got to a point where, like, you know what? I'm missing this in-person engagement to where I can talk with people, and you never know what can happen when those conversations start. I'm a very extroverted person, and I love to be in front of an audience, in front of a crowd, even if it's, you know, small, medium, large, one person. What doesn't matter? I just love talking to people. So I set this goal, and I knew that being out and about was going to be great for my business, and it's absolutely been panning out that way. I feel that that combined with the networking that you do through podcasting, it cannot be topped. There's no way you can overlook this, because if you're coming into podcasts with the right intentions, whether you're hosting your own show or whether you're the guest, the idea is that you want to collaborate and create something that the audience is going to gobble up, they're going to love, they're going to tell others to listen to, and they're going to take the next step to following you on social, whatever calls to action you throw out there, either as the host or the guest. You're trying to build your audience and get more people invested in what you have to say. But in the moment, when you're creating that content for your audience, you are one-on-one with a like-minded professional that could bring you so much value. You just don't know what that is. The amount of value you can get from those relationships, it's untapped in the beginning. And that's why I feel that as a guest, as a host, you need to be making strides towards the next step in the relationship, which is usually, okay, let's meet and talk about business without the task of creating a podcast. Now it can be a little bit more open-ended, and that relationship could blossom into something so lucrative for both sides that problem solved, right? Like a mission accomplished. We're utilizing this platform not just to create content, but to build relationships. So if you're a host of a show and you're reaching out to people to join you to be a guest, it can't just be about creating the content and having them as a guest. You want to make sure you're treating them with the respect they deserve, and you want to make sure that you're making strides towards future conversations, because you never know who they could connect you with to maybe give you more guests for your show, but maybe give you solutions to problems. Maybe they need exactly what you have to offer, and they can push that out to their network of people. If you come into this with a sales mindset that you're just going to sell, 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 and be there for yourself, more than likely, your episode might not even get aired, because the host might say, nope, I'm not not putting my audience through an infomercial.
Yeah.
But also that the host is not thinking or the guest is not thinking either side of it. They're not thinking, well, all they did was sell the whole time. Why would I recommend this person? They didn't help me create anything valuable today. So it's just instantly thrown away. And a lot of people come into these types of environments thinking that's what they're going to do. Wrong approach.
Yeah.
Treat the person on the other side of the mic with respect, and you're going to get respect in return, and everybody will win in that scenario.
And I'm so glad that I asked the question. I completely agree with you. And you never know. And a couple of things that you said that are so critically important that I want to repeat are just focus on providing good content. Because that's where everything else comes from. That's where you build trust. That's where the host wants to continue to engage with you or engage with you again in the future. It's a win-win for everybody. And it's about the audience first, providing value to the audience. Mm-hmm. And then seeing potentially, if there are opportunities for relationships, and everything that you've said, I can confirm actually happens. Yeah. I've had those experiences with my podcast. I've gotten clients. I've gotten opportunities to do other things. I've built some great relationships with people, that just good business relationships with people that have helped me grow my business, learn, you name it. And that's above and beyond the content. Like, I learn when I have guests like you on. I learn about things that I didn't know about. So then I know the listeners are too. So there's a lot of additional value outside of any sort of monetization that you would get through sponsorships or advertisers or anything like that.
Yeah. And honestly, that approach is so much easier because you're being yourself. You're being authentic.
Yeah.
So if you put the emphasis there first, good things will come. And again, you want to get to that advertising and sponsorship level.
Yeah.
You have to have the content in play that allows you to get there. And you can't get there unless you're thinking on the right level of collaboration, community, collective growth. These are things that are going to help you get to that level. And you have to be patient in order to get there.
Right. That's exactly right. It's like anything else. It takes time to build and nurture those relationships. That's exactly right. Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep. Totally with you. Oh, Jason, I'm so glad I had you back on. Will you tell the listeners how they can find you, please?
Absolutely. Best place to track me down is to visit bombtrackmedia.com. I've got some freebies on there that you can grab. I've got my podcast, Let's Blow This Up, that you can listen to. And if you want to talk about this a little bit more, I've got free consultation links. You can just set something up with me so we can talk one-on-one. I'd love to hear your ideas. And if there's anything I can do to help, I will be there by your side to make it happen.
Right on. That's so great. Well, as I said, thank you again for joining me and sharing this information. And listeners, thank you. You are who we're doing this for. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Accelerate Your Business Growth, a production of Evergreen Podcasts. Discover more episodes of this podcast and explore others at evergreenpodcast.com. As always, continue to prosper and be curious. And if you're looking to get your sales strategy headed in the right direction, pick up a copy of Succeed Without Selling on Amazon or wherever books are sold. Until we meet again on another episode of Accelerate Your Business Growth, goodbye and good day.
How much do you understand the future of finance? I'm Jim Roos, a top 10 banking influencer and host of the podcast Banking Transformed, where we dive deeply into the rapidly evolving world of banking and financial technology. Join me as I interview industry experts, thought leaders, and innovators as they unravel the latest banking trends, disruptions, and game-changing technologies reshaping the world of finance. Redefine your understanding of the banking ecosystem. Subscribe now to Banking Transformed, available wherever you get your podcasts, and now available on YouTube.